Next patient is Conchita Holdman. The last name is H-O-L-D-M-A-N. This is the clinical case of a 57-year-old African-American female that is following the practice because of the presence of membranous nephropathy associated to systemic lupus erythematosus. The patient has been prescribed 1 gram of CellCept every 12 hours. However, the patient sometimes is not following the recommendation. The patient is supposed to be taking 10 milligrams of prednisone on a daily basis. The laboratory workup today shows that the serum creatinine is 1.5. And the estimated GFR is 40. The serum electrolytes are with the normal limits. The albumin is 3.8. The liver function tests are with the normal limits. The BUN is 30. One of the major concerns is the protein creatinine ratio that is consistent with 1,700 milligrams per gram of creatinine in the protein excretion. The patient has a anti-double strand DNA that is negative. And the C-reactive protein is within normal range. The fact that the patient has arterial hypertension, the lack of consistency in taking the medications could be a factor that is prone to have a significant proteinuria, period. Since the patient has a GFR that is 40 milliliters per minute, I think that the administration of Jardiance, 25 milligrams every other day, could be helping to protect the kidney, the proteinuria, and the volume retention. The patient was given samples and the prescription was sent to the pharmacy. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, the patient has a history of hyperuricemia that is going to be reevaluated. Following number, today the patient has hypertension in the office, but she says that she just came from the DOT examination and the blood pressure over there was 130 over 80. The patient has normocytic, normochromic anemia, most likely related to lupus as well as the presence of chronic kidney disease. We are going to reevaluate this case in 3 months. I had the opportunity to discuss and explain the case to the son, and there is a concern regarding the compliance with the medications. We spend 15 minutes reviewing the lab, 25 minutes in the face-to-face, and 10 minutes in the documentation.